Hope you had a great long weekend. And, you know, this is our first day back since Jody won her Gracie. We were traveling last week. In case you missed the After the Show podcast on Friday, by the way, you can get, you know, some of the
highlights,
favorite moments
backstory.
And highlights, yeah, from that.
Yeah, I learned a lot about Gracie Allen, actually, because of this, more than I ever knew before, who the award is named after. An amazing woman.
When time goes by like that, and you're talking about somebody who's my grandparents' age, or really, I guess even older than that.
Yes.
You have to tell the story because it's not readily known today that these were, you know, famous. And her husband lived to be 100. She died in her early 50s, I think. But she was a pioneer, much like Lucille Ball in the 1950s.
She was a baddie.
In the 40s and 50s, really. Yeah, exactly.
She was a baddie.
Her husband, by the way, George Burns.
I know it.
God.
He adored her. I want to tell you guys, though, this. When we arrived in L.A. to head to that awards that night, one of the first things on the ride from, you arrived before us, Sam. Murphy and I arrived later, and by the hair of our chinny chin chins, made it. Thanks to travel, planes, trains, and automobiles basically happened to us that day.
Yeah.
But when we landed in L.A. and we're leaving the airport heading to Beverly Hills for this, thinking I wasn't going to make it, I look up and Murphy's like, is that the building from Die Hard? I'm like, Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, wow.
And it was. And I took a picture of it and sent it to Taylor and Phoebe, our daughters. Mm-hmm. Because we literally just showed them Die Hard at Christmas last year, and they did love it. Like, Phoebe loves Alan Rickman. Loved Alan Rickman, I should say. Anyway, so I sent them the picture of Nakatomi Plaza, and it's like the Fox building now.
Yeah.
And I sent it, and I said, look, Nakatomi Plaza, and I hashtag Die Hard, and Phoebe sent back. She's so funny. Yippee-ki-yay. Wait, yippee-ki-yay, mother. Because I'm her mother.
That's sweet.
Anyway, that was fun. I know you had said, Sam, that you enjoyed just being there and seeing sights that you've seen and heard about forever. Definitely were a tourist.
Oh,
Sam
yeah.
took pictures of everything, and
yeah.
that's
I walked
cool.
past this cactus garden and took pictures of. It was just like, it was nice to get out, and the weather was nice, too.
Right, right. I thought it was kind of fun for us to spend time like that together, the three of us.
Yeah.
That it was so different. We've never done anything like that together, and we probably never will again.
And how many stars did you see?
We saw a few at the
Gracies. No, I mean walking around.
None.
Me either.
It's okay.
Everybody said, well, yeah, you're going to see celebrities walk down this street and that street. We didn't see any, which is, you know.
It's okay.
It's fine. It was still fun.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider at 6:20.
Coming up next, the importance of road trip games to play with the family. It's not just a game. When I was a little girl, I thought the only road trip game was I Spy. Because that's the game that my parents, you know, said, here, let's play this.
It's the easiest to teach. You know, I mean, when you're a kid, it's certainly the easiest to understand. We did the license plate game. That was pretty easy.
Yeah.
We didn't even do that. Anyway.
We did punch buggy, too.
Oh.
Oh, my mother. My mother would have never let us do that.
You know, I was thinking.
Too much in the car.
When we went on the trip last week.
Yes.
I was thinking, out here in Beverly Hills, it's probably punch Tesla.
Oh, yes.
I swear every other car was a Tesla on the streets.
It's a little different. Yeah. Right. Okay. We bring
That's because the gas prices are $6 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
no
true.
No kidding.
It's Whew. True. So, you know, it's that time of the year now. Memorial Day has passed, and we're in summer.
Yeah.
And road trips are big this year. Most of us are getting out traveling, and I love the way the road trip games we've played, Murphy, with our girls came about naturally. If you think back, some of the conversations you have with your family in the car on trips become important conversations or just fun times that the kids cherish. You know, the kids will get on a screen the whole trip if you let them. But if you let them make them put down the devices or whatever, and you end up having these conversations or telling stories, it can mean a lot to them.
Yeah.
You know, they do, even if they don't act like it, they're seeking that connection with family first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
We do one called the Everything Guessing Game that we sort of invented, and the categories can be, you know, Disney movies, we categorize it,
right.
But the favorite one for Taylor and Phoebe, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Our family.
Yeah, it's just the family. And so it winds up being
stories.
You know, stories from the past, and you have to, you know, they'll start giving hints, and then you try to guess what that is.
Like, this is
that's
an animal.
Fun and special.
And then they'll start guessing, and it's like, oh, it ended up being the rabbit from the her 3-year-old birthday party or something. Like, you just get there. You eventually get there.
Yeah.
It's fun because every family has a different story. Every family has a different set of answers.
The ones
it's
you make
fun.
Up, that's what I'm saying is a good idea. Instead of relying on somebody else's game, you know, make up a game, but let your family stories be the topic, be the subject matter. Yeah. It'll end up meaning a lot to your kids, and you can get some real laughs out of it. We do want to hear from you on this today, 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Sherwin-Williams.
Tom Hanks received an honorary arts degree from Harvard here at graduation season, and he happened to be the commencement speaker the other day, and he joked that he got his doctorate without having done a lick of work. And he was a crowd favorite for sure. And then he added some things to his speech that made you think, man, he could run for office.
There is a choice to be made. It's the same option for all grown-ups who have to decide to be one of three types of Americans. Those who embrace liberty and freedom for all, those who won't, or those who are indifferent. Only the first do the work of creating a more perfect union. The others get in the way.
I mean, wow. Are you inspired? Would you vote Hanks? I think so. He was also given a Harvard-branded volleyball, a reference to his movie Castaway.
Yeah.
And he just delighted the crowd. Can you imagine graduating from Harvard and Tom Hanks being your speaker?
Well, they gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, I think he's used to that. He's 66 years old, by the way. We don't put him there. He's won 2 Oscars. He's been in over 200 movies, it feels like.
He's got a new book, too, doesn't he?
Yes, The Making of Another Major Motion Picture, and that book is a bestseller.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Road trip games make summer vacation a little more fun, and Lauren's got one to share with us. We're coming to you next, 877-310-4MSJ.
Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
How are you, Lauren?
I'm great.
Awesome.
Thank you guys so much for having a show that a family can actually listen to in the car in the morning.
Oh.
My little girl loves you guys. I do. So
good.
Thank you
for saying that. That's the goal. So what's up?
Yes. So I want to share some games that we play in the car, not only when we're traveling, but sometimes just to a restaurant.
Right.
We call it Guess What I'm Thinking Of.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so person, whoever goes first, you choose a category, maybe ice cream, restaurants, stores, whatever. You know, each person takes a turn, and you have to guess what it is.
Right.
So she loves that one. And then the next one that we play is a spin on the ABC game. Did you guys play ABC with billboards growing up or signs?
I never did.
Okay, well, my brother and I used to play when you would drive past the signs, you would try to put them in order of ABC.
Right.
Which we play that still sometimes, but then we also play the ABC game with categories. So maybe it's, again, animals or restaurants or celebrity names
sure.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And each person has to guess, you know, something relevant to that category in alphabetical order. So those are our games.
That's fun. Yeah. I remember doing those type of games when our girls were little. I should bring them back.
Yes.
I should totally bring them back.
It's so easy, I think, to give them a phone sometimes.
Yeah.
There's just always so much more laughter, and often it leads to, you know, someone getting stuck on a letter, and we have to explore together and really think hard or get creative or make up a silly animal because there's not one.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, it's human interaction, and they crave that, Lauren. They crave human interaction. They need more of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the call.
Our best time driving in the car wasn't necessarily playing a game. It was when we would talk.
Yeah.
Because it always wound up, for some reason, my mom would say something goofy or bring us back to a goofy situation.
Exactly.
And we would be, my brother and I, in the back seat crying, laughing so hard.
It can
and
be.
That went on for miles, and it was just, it was so nice.
You're trapped in the car, but it can be real quality time if you let it.
Yeah.
We do love hearing from you. You can let us know your road trip games also on our Instagram and Facebook pages.
Up next, Jody's 3 Things to Know Today. 3 things you need to know today.
Number 1, over the weekend, a debt ceiling deal finally was reached. Of course, there are lawmakers on both sides who have, you know, problems with it, and that's how that goes. But it is somewhat of a compromise. It does not change requirements for Medicaid, but it does increase food stamp access for veterans, for young adults coming out of foster care, and increases work requirements for those trying to get supplemental nutrition assistance programs.
And, of course, it raises the debt ceiling.
It does. The earliest that they can... That's the whole point.
Yeah.
The earliest they can vote on it would be tomorrow. Number two, if you have old Apple, well, pictures on an iPad or an iPhone, an old one, you want to back them up soon. They're shutting down My Photo Stream. Apple's shutting it down. It was the predecessor to what is now Photos on your devices. It's an outdated digital service, basically, but it's going to go away July 26th, meaning your old pictures would go away if you don't back them up.
Gotcha.
And number three, Pedro Pascal, who also is the Mandalorian to all of us.
I'm going to Mandalore.
He's never said it yet, but he sat down at this like actors round table and he admitted the other day that he's not in the suit.
Oh yeah.
Like, only in the first season they had him wearing the suit for screen tests, but he only does the voice. He's not in the suit.
I thought he would be there a couple times. He's not in it at all.
I know you want to believe that, but he says they decided a stunt man would work better because he's more active.
What a sham. Three things to know today.
Summer vacation, summertime's almost here. You can catch up with anything you might miss on your schedule. The Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast. It's free, easy to download, and we ask you or invite you to subscribe today.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Got a request here, Jody, for you from Candy.
Oh, hi, Candy.
Spelled with an I, just like Jody.
I love that name.
Me too. Candy girl. I'm sure you were that, that boy.
Good morning, Murphy, Sam, and Jody. I was wondering if you could share your post your advice for graduates again. The top 10 list.
Aww.
I have a daughter who just graduated, and that list fits her to a T.
Yeah.
I would like to include this advice from Jody in a gift I give her.
Oh, cool.
Wouldn't mind.
Oh, I better get on it then. Okay.
Well, I got a little more here. Okay. Love your show, and Jody, you look beautiful on your red carpet event. Congrats on the award.
Thank you.
That's sweet.
Oh, so sweet. Okay, so Candy. Those 10 things that I came up with happened in the months leading up to Phoebe graduating from high school, which also happened last week. And I'm giving them a printed copy to Taylor and Phoebe, both of our girls.
Our daughters, yeah.
And they're very girl-centric. Sorry for all the boy moms out there, but they're very girl-centric because it's for my girls. In fact, that's what it's called, for my girls.
Did you like...
10 things I wanted them to know.
Printed copy, did you like do it up nice and frame them, or did you just run a couple copies on the
printer? Done it yet. I've got it on in front of me on the computer, and I'm going to do it up nice, as you say. One of them being, you won't click with everyone. You're not supposed to. That's number 5 on the list. Number 6, take care of your skin. You can buy makeup anywhere, but spend money on skincare. So it's girl-centric, okay? Yeah. Anyway, but I will. How about that? I'll do it up nice, Candy, and we'll post it on our Instagram and Facebook pages and website.
I'm guessing you won't be doing that in calligraphy. It's a long list to do in calligraphy.
Absolutely not.
Right?
The girls know me. They won't expect that. By the way, I forgot to tell you, you know, it was before we went on our trip for the whole red carpet thing that Phoebe graduated from high school the night before. Maddie graduated from high school the afternoon before.
Yep.
It was a whirlwind. Guess what happened to the big fat Phoebe head on a stick that I tried to bring into the center?
Hmm. Oh, I don't even know this. What happened? Oh, you're talking about, I thought since we got back from vacation.
No.
Because it's still at home, and I like that stick.
They took it from me at the door.
Yeah, they did.
They're like, you can't bring this in. And I said, okay, however, I do want it back. She said, you can leave it right here at this door, come out of this same, you know, exit this same door, and you can have it back. And I look, and there are like 5 others.
Oh,
just a bunch of heads sitting there on sticks.
Fine, I'll bring my ear horn in instead.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and Sam has music news.
New music from Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa, and Destiny's Child.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Got all kinds of new stuff from Taylor Swift. She put out a new version of the Midnights album.
Right.
This is all happening over the holiday weekend. Midnights Till Dawn Edition. And what she did was like the song Karma. She added Ice Spice, I can't get her name right, to it.
Me and Karma vibe like that.
Karma is
cause your checks about to bounce. Karma is a fire in your house.
And she about to pop up Snow on the Beach, a little more Lana Del Rey in that song.
Sure.
Okay. She added the song Hits Different, which onto this version. It used to be only on the Target version of the album. And there's a song from The Vault called You're Losing Me. That's added to it. Over the weekend, she was in Jersey.
Yeah.
And if you go to the concert, you could actually buy a special edition CD that nobody else on the tour can get. And that had that You're Losing Me from The Vault on that Midnight's edition. It's just like she's got so much stuff everywhere.
Most
surprises
prolific.
Mainly. Yeah.
Also new music from Dua Lipa. This is her song called Dance the Night. It's going to be on the Barbie soundtrack.
Watch me
By the way, that soundtrack is going to have music from Lizzo, Nicki Minaj. Besides Dua, we're going to have Ava Max on there. Even Ryan Gosling is singing a song
of
on the
course.
Album.
Of course. Everybody
so
wants
that'll be
him.
Fun. The only song
hey
that you're probably expecting on the album that won't be there.
It's not?
Nope.
Aww.
Not part of it. They didn't license it for it. Completely different. July 21st is the movie and the soundtrack as well. This is kind of odd. Beyonce's dad says he wants another Destiny's Child album.
Okay.
And possibly a tour. You know, Beyonce's on tour right now. She's got the Renaissance tour where she's expected to make like $2 billion like Taylor Swift is making on this tour.
Right.
But dad says he's their manager still. He says, you know, I think they have another album in them. It's up to the ladies, but it really would be nice if we could get them together one final time for another album.
I think
album.
That's great. I think they had a vibe that, I mean, that girl group vibe that, I mean, we all sort of like it. Great girls together. Can't lose. Yeah, there you are.
So we'll have to see if the girls agree with Dad.
Up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
Over the weekend on Instagram, I saw this pop up several times and I thought, wow, so beautiful. Singer Billie Eilish. So you're tough. Who has one of the most unusual, recognizable voices of our time.
You're right.
She's also, to me, she looks like she sounds, which is so interesting, don't you find?
What do you mean?
I don't know. She just looks so interesting, and she's so beautiful and unique.
Got a unique voice.
And her voice is so unique. Like, you'll always know it when she couldn't do the Masked Singer, okay? So, over the weekend on Instagram, I saw it several times, this beautiful short video of her, like, on a red carpet in this beautiful black dress, looking gorgeous. And she got a lot of flack about it, I guess, from just other members of the press.
Why?
Saying that, what, she's changed her style, she's selling out from what she used to be. So she addressed it, and it's beautiful. Here's what she had to say. I spent the first 5 years of my career getting absolutely obliterated by you fools for being boyish or in dressing how I did, constantly being told I'd be hotter if I acted like a woman. Now, when I feel comfortable enough to wear anything remotely feminine or fitting, I changed and I'm a sellout. She goes on to say, women, let women exist. Did you know that women are multifaceted? Shocking, right? Believe it or not, women can be interested in multiple things. It was really beautiful.
Wow, good for her.
That's why you're seeing her trending. She's standing up for herself.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I'm going to let you know why I might have some new housemates soon. Hey, guess what I did this weekend?
Sam.
What is it, Sam?
Went to a graduation party. I think it's finally the final one.
For
Maddie and Parker, the twins.
Nice.
Even though they graduated the weekend before-ish, they were both working and they couldn't get off together.
Totally.
So we had the party, or her mom had the party this weekend. So.
Yeah, we're throwing a party for Phoebe this coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, it's like,
same thing. I think Memorial Weekend gets, you know, kind of in the... It's tough to get people together like that time, you know?
Yeah. It was a nice little party.
At their mom's?
At their mom's house. And Maddie, we were talking about, you know, because she and Parker are going to the same college. And by the way, Parker's changed his mind again.
Okay.
Now he's looking at psychology as his major.
Wonderful. Hey,
okay.
We always say you don't have to feel like you know everything already.
I know, but at least stick on one for a little while.
Okay.
And everything he does is like, oh, this week it's pre-nursing.
Okay.
Anyway, we were talking about the meal plans and all that, and I was telling him, look, when I was at college.
Their favorite statement.
Back in my day. I got the 3-meal plan, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner when I was a freshman, and I realized after the first week, you don't get up for breakfast.
Nope.
No. Nah. So I let them know that little pearl of wisdom, and okay. And Maddie says, you know, I'm going to tell Mom to get the cheapest meal plan possible because, you know, I want to come eat at your house a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you want to come see me or you just want to come eat at my house?
What do you care as long as she comes over?
Yeah, so it sounds like they may be coming over to eat a lot. And
yay, good
by
for
the
you.
Way,
I know you're happy about that.
It was great to go, but one of the highlights I got was after when I got home and everything was settled again, I got a text from the stepdad, mom's husband. And this is a little bit of it I'm going to share with you, not all of it because it's a little personal.
Okay.
It's been an interesting ride with Maddie and Parker, and I just want to say thank you. I've enjoyed co-parenting with you.
Nice.
I truly appreciate and envy the relationship you have with Maddie and Parker. We both know he marches to the beat of his own drum. Anyway, again, thanks, Sam. I'll leave out the personal stuff. So that was kind of nice. That was unexpected. So I shot him back a thank you as well.
You didn't send back K, huh?
I sent a thumbs up.
I know that's one of your favorite responses.
Up next, Jody's 3 things to know today. 3 things you need to know today.
Number one, this is so fun. If you love lighthouses, and I mean real ones, the government is giving some away. The U.S. government is, there's a public auction for at least 10 historical lighthouses in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, and Pennsylvania. If you want to get your hands on one, you can. If you don't get a free one, there are some that are being sold, but there's a catch. You can't knock it down. You can't, you know, you have to preserve it. Somehow.
Do you have to live there and run it?
You can live in it, but you have to preserve it. You can't, like, you know, put a Taco Bell there or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Or tear it down.
Or tear it down. You can't do that. Number two, the CDC warning about a new outbreak. It's not really something new. It's called HMVP, the human metapneumovirus. You don't hear about it a lot. It's respiratory, but it's up 30 to 40% this year in the U.S. It looks like flu or COVID at first, and it's dangerous for kids and seniors. So if you hear about it, that's what it is. And number three, move over. Guardians of the Galaxy and Fast and Furious, there's a Little Mermaid in town. Up where they walk. 4-day weekend. Big opening for the Little Mermaid live action, $117 million.
Lord.
I mean, summertime openings are always big. Nobody's going to beat Top Gun Maverick this summer, it seems.
Unless... Keep bringing that one up, huh?
Little Mermaid, number one for sure.
3 things to know today.
As we've said, you know, we're back and live and in person today. Jody's, you know, Gracie Award was what took place last week, and then we were traveling together, and it was a wonderful event. I'm very proud of you.
It's a shame they didn't let you bring it back with you.
Oh, stop it. The Gracie? I don't know where I'm going
to
keep it.
You know what? I mean, that thing was so heavy. Jody didn't want me to, you know, to put it in.
In
the check bag. She didn't want to put it through that. Yeah. So we did carry on, and that thing. It's very heavy.
But it came in its box, so it was protected, and I just don't know where I'm going to keep her yet. Where do you keep something like that? I know everybody says it's a professional award, keep it at work. I don't think so. I think I want it at home. I want her at home with me. I want to take her to the grocery store. I didn't want to put her down. She's so cool.
Well, she kind of looks like an ice cream scoop. So
she does. You know, when I saw the first one while we were at the banquet or the gala, I thought, this looks like an ice cream cone, but... I am not going to open my mouth because this is Jody's special night.
It depends on the angle and the way the light's shining on it. If you're honestly, the only reason I thought that is I saw somebody holding theirs upside down.
And
when
hungry.
I saw that,
and you
went, probably
ice cream.
Yeah. Like, I want to say this for all the women. The red carpet experience. How long do you think I was on the red carpet? 3 minutes?
Not
less,
long at all.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's how it goes. I will never do that again. I've never done that before. And you cannot know what that's like until you're on it. I barely made it. You guys know we almost didn't make it to the ceremony. So I was at the last 5 minutes. They were about to close the red carpet. And they said, oh, hi, Jody. Here you are. Here you go. And I walked onto it. And I could not believe the amount of light. And I could not believe the amount of photographers.
Yeah.
And they are told who you are. There's a person there running the whole carpet. And this is Jody. And I walk on into the site, and they tell me where to stand. And it's like, Jody, they're calling your name. And you look, and they shoot you. And the next person, Jody, right here, look here. And it's insane. for 30 seconds, and then it's over. And then you walk away.
Did you do just
all... What just happened?
All glamour poses, or did you do any Sam poses, like funny faces?
No, I did. I'm not Sam. No. I did Jody.
I didn't know how
you guys know me.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things in the world is to dress up. I loved being in that dress. You know, I didn't want to take it off.
I know. You looked beautiful.
But I love being dressed up, and so it was just crazy. It happened so quickly, I don't even remember posing. I remember shoulders back, you know, and stand up straight. I remember that, and I just smiled and looked at, tried to be natural. But it's such a fast, crazy thing. You cannot believe it, and it's over in 2 seconds.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Later this hour at 8:50, Jody has three things to know today.
On our flight home the other day, you did something, Sam, that I found.
What?
I was really surprised you did this, and I'm glad it went off.
I didn't sit by y'all.
I know. You did not sit by us. You went to the back of the plane.
Well, it was like the middle over the wings where the exit row is, because that's where more leg room is.
Leg room, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're a tall guy. You need the space.
What's so funny is Murphy and I got lucky that there was nobody in between us. Yeah. I like the window. Murphy likes the aisle. And so sometimes we're both fighting for that position. It's like, if somebody sits between us, they're just going to sit between us, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but Murphy doesn't. He'd rather us be able to talk and whatnot. So once the doors of the plane were closed and there was nobody in between us, it was like, party!
Yeah.
You know? You could put your bags
it. Actually,
here.
Jody was spread out. Yeah, I know.
So anyway, so we're minding our own business, sitting there, and then I didn't know you were coming because you're coming from behind us, and you walk up the aisle to go to the bathroom at the front of the plane, and
the lavatory.
Yeah. You push Murphy's seat forward.
I did the elbow bump.
Boom.
Yeah.
It was intentional. It was,
it's a joke. And I'm glad it went off because it was a shock to us. I'm glad he didn't have his little Diet Coke in his hand.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have done it then. I mean, y'all were just sitting there, so I did the old, ha-ha! And then, I guess you didn't see what happened on the way back to my seat, huh?
No, I'm sorry. I was looking out at the window.
Murphy stuck his leg in the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that would be funny. Now, I was praying that you would see it, but, before.
Right, that could have been fun.
Yeah,
it's so funny getting up and going. I will always, no matter what happens in my life or what weird things we see, I will always find going to the bathroom on an airplane the strangest thing in the world.
Mm.
I don't do it unless I just absolutely have to. And on this flight, I did. I don't know how to work that little room. It's so crazy, but it's also what you're doing in the air.
Oh.
You know, it's like, here I am, just taking care of nature. And I'm how many thousand feet in the air? And
a 36,000 feet, moving at about 550 miles an hour. Yeah.
It's still the strangest thing to me. You know what I mean? Right. Because normally I just sit tight.
I mean, it's only strange to me if we hit turbulence, and you start kind of getting bounced around at the wrong time.
Going back to me being tall, I cannot stand up in any of those bathrooms. Everything, I have to put my head on an angle, which, kind of hurts the aim.
So, I don't want to know about that. Thanks.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
Johnny Depp is making his big comeback. He was spotted last week at the Cannes Film Festival, and he's really back. And he's supposed to be touring with his band, the Hollywood Vampires. This is him on lead vocals.
Yeah.
People Who Died. That's the name of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, that's a remake, actually,
yes,
Jody.
It is. They do a lot of covers, the Hollywood Vampires.
Can't think of anything original.
You know who else is in the band? Joe Perry.
Aerosmith.
Uh-huh. And Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Well, that's a unique man.
No kidding.
No wonder they're called the Hollywood Vampires.
They were about to go on tour, and then Johnny fractured his ankle. He even shared it on his Instagram story. Don't know exactly how he did it, but then he hurt it, and then he kept staying on it at the film festival, and now they're having to move shows. They're rescheduling 3 of their U.S. shows that would have started today. If you have tickets, you have to wait till the end of July.
And Dave Grohl hurt his leg. He just had a big old chair put on stage.
I know. But look, doctors strongly suggested that he avoid any physical activity and travel, so maybe it's a little bit worse for Johnny.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by KFC.
Kraft Singles. So you're going to notice the cheese packaging looks different soon because they have updated their logo. They're going to give it a fresh look. And here's the cool thing about this. After years of customer complaints, they're making the individually wrapped slices easier to open.
What could be easier? Those are so easy to open. You find the little thing and you pull
You pull them and you open them.
It's like finding the end of a roll of scotch
tape. No, it's not.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've had I have had problems for years, not just Kraft.
I could find that from across the room.
Well, I can see it, but it's like...
Kraft are fine. The off-brands are the ones, and I shouldn't say off-brands, but it's really anything that's not Kraft. Yeah, I mean, cheese sticks to it and all that kind of stuff, but I've never had a Kraft problem.
We have such problems, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What are they changing? Tell me.
I don't know the, you know, the dynamics or the engineering specifics on the new slices, but...
Hey, you know what? Maybe they'll do it with that, like that little color strip they put on gum.
Yeah,
you know, you see that, you lift and
with the little arrows, it says.
You know why I became an expert at opening those? Because I was not allowed to eat chocolate cheese and peanut butter when I was a little girl, and I did steal Kraft Singles. I would steal them out of the refrigerator, take them to a room where I thought I was alone, and I would quietly open it. And so I could eat some cheese.
Okay. Well, that's how you figured out how to open them.
Sorry, Mama, I did that at your house.
This is going to be on their extra thick and ultra thin slices as well.
Excellent.
I didn't know they made ultra thin cheese.
Yeah, that's probably harder to open.
Yeah. Sprite's got a new flavor. I saw this in the store already. Limonade Legacy. L-Y-M-O-N. And it's lemon lime, strawberry, and lemonade flavored soda. And it's all in celebration of 50 years of hip hop. It's tied in
with
that as well.
Bring it.
I've seen the bottles for those. Country Time Lemonade. You like it?
I mean,
how about cotton candy that tastes like Country Time Lemonade?
Ooh. Oh, so it's actual cotton candy.
Yeah.
But it's lemony.
Lemonade.
That's
cotton
fun.
Candy.
That's
Papa
fun.
Murphy's is now expanding, not just pizzas anymore. They've now added calzones.
Yeah.
Take them home and make them. But these you can actually cook in your air fryer.
Oh.
Hello.
That's fun.
Boom. You win for that.